dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Thunder.
You're listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started.
Thunder, feel the thunder.
My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to talk to you about distorted perceptions.
I couldn't not turn my love when it counted. But I'm singing like a bird about it now. I couldn't whisper when you needed it shouted.
Okay, so here we are another week, and I'm excited about this week's topic because this whole idea of perceptions and distorted perceptions really came up in my life big time this week. So I want to share the story with you and talk you through this. So, okay, if you'll remember in last week's episode, I talked about how I was flying to Dallas for work this past week, and I wasn't sure if I'd meet up with the guy from Dallas that I had met on the blind date in Atlanta because I thought it over, and I wasn't feeling like he was putting enough effort into things. So I was kind of like, I don't even know if I should bother meeting up with him. Well, so yeah, I'm going to backtrack on that one because we did end up meeting up. Not for long, but we did. And what I realized when I saw him was the story I had been telling myself about him was so not true. I had been telling myself these lies and making up these stories and ending up with this perception about him that just was not true. So we're going to get into that a little bit more today, but before we do, I want to update you on a few things from this past week. So, okay, so I went to see a couple shows this week that I needed to tell you about. The first one is The Brevet. I've talked about them several times, played their music on the show. This show was totally amazing, and I was actually really sad because there were only like 50 people in the room, and I have no idea why. I mean, these guys are fucking amazing. But it was actually cool on the other hand because it was like our own private little concert. I mean, like, I got amazing video of them. Check out my Instagram page. I posted it on there. But, yeah, these guys were super amazing. All of their songs are great. So if you have a chance to see them live in your area, I highly, highly recommend them. Their newest album out is called Legs. And I actually talked with Eric, the lead singer. I'm going to try to schedule an interview with them and see if I can get them on the show. So stay tuned for that coming up. Then I went to Dallas for a couple of days, which we're going to talk about here in just a minute. But then I finished out the week on seeing another one of my favorites, Dermot Kennedy. And oh my God, about this guy, you guys, seriously. I loved his albums. I've loved all of his songs, but he's even better live than he is on his albums. And I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, I posted a video on Instagram of him too, which it actually wasn't all that great because I was standing way at the back because the show was super crowded. It was sold out. Like, all these people were pushing up front, and I really couldn't take it, so I moved to the back. But he has a super amazing voice, and I loved the show because he talked about each song before he played, and he told us what it meant to him and why he wrote the song. And I love when artists do that. I love to get insight into the why behind the songs and what it means to them. So he put on an amazing show. Another artist, highly recommend, highly, highly, highly recommend that you check him out. So, all right, so on to this week's topic of distorted perception. So, okay, so like I said, I was in Dallas this week, not very long. I don't even think I was there 24 hours. But before I went there, I really wasn't sure what to do about reaching out to G, right? He's the guy that if you haven't listened to, go back and listen to the podcast called Atlanta. I talked about him the last episode as well. But he knew I was coming into town, but he's on this crazy rotation work schedule, and I didn't think I was going to be able to see him. And I was, again, I was kind of just like, fuck it. You know, I hadn't really been talking to him that much, and it was kind of hit or miss. And so I was like, I don't know. And then the day came, and I was getting ready to fly out, and I just, you know, I was like, fuck it. I'll just message him. So I did. And I said, hey, you know, I'll be in town tonight. He'll be back. He's like, yeah, I know, but I work the night shift tonight, so I'm not going to get off until 5:30 in the morning. And so he asked what I was doing before my work meetings. And I was like, well, getting ready for work. And so he ended up coming over after he got off work at 5:30 in the morning. And we got to spend some time together before I had to go to work. And let me say, like, spending time with him, I realized that these stories I had been telling myself about him, oh my God, they were complete bullshit, right? Like, total bullshit. Like, he's not an asshole. He's a really sweet and caring guy, and he's so funny. So funny. And, I mean, like I said, we didn't get to spend a ton of time together, but I love spending time with this human. I mean, I really do. Like, the words I would use to describe him, like, would be soft. Like he was just like just this person that, like, I did not want to let go of. And so, we were talking and I don't know why I'm just tearing up right now thinking about that, but I am. I don't know why. So, okay. So anyway, so he's asking me what's going on in my life, and I was telling him about work and about my invention, and he knows about that. He's actually the one that encouraged me to go do something about it. I showed it to him and I talked him through it, and he's like, yeah, you really need to do something about this. And then I was telling him about the podcast and, all the shows I've been going to and things. And, he's like really listening and we're talking, and I'm like, yeah, cause I have some more travel coming up for work, and I like doing that. I mean, I like doing it not, I used to do it Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday every freaking week. I didn't like that, but I like how I get to go every once in a while now. And I was talking about that, and I was like, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really like doing it. And he's like, yeah, I know you do, And I mean, like he listened, right? He heard me. Like he met me halfway. Like that's part of my deal with people, is I always tend to be like the 90% and expect 10 back. But I feel like, he put some effort out, I put some effort out, and we were able to meet in the middle here. And so as I had to get ready and go for my meetings, and he was driving me over there, and it was like this weird thing. So I didn't really know where I was going, and there was like tons of traffic around, and he'd never been there. And so I'm getting out, he's like helping me get my stuff out, and we're like saying our goodbyes, and he, cars are all around us, and we're not really even giving a shit because we're just kind of like in this moment with each other. And so I'm like standing there, and he's standing there, and he's not getting back in the car, and I'm not walking away. And so we're just kind of standing there, and he's like, well, have fun at work. And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I got to see you. And he's like, yeah, I'm glad too. And so we're like, just kind of like, okay, bye. And we just like walk away. Right. And he drove off. And so what I realized, like I said, is just these stories I had been telling myself were lies. I mean, just because things didn't show up as I thought they should be, it's what I, in my mind, it had to unfold this way for it to be correct. Right. Just because it didn't show up that way, I began this path of these distorted perceptions about him, and they were all lies, right? Lies about him and lies about the whole thing, about him and I in general, really, anyway. And I mean, like I said, I was at the point with him where I was like, fuck it. Like, it's been long enough and nothing's happening, and I don't really know what's going on here. And I looked back at the calendar, and I kid you not, guys, I thought it had been like 3 months, and when I looked and checked the calendar, it had only been like 5 weeks. 5 weeks, right? And for me, it felt like it was like 3 months. So I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. All right, here. I need to check myself here. I mean, I got to cut the guy some slack. I mean, this is the beginning of things, right? When you're figuring each other out. And in my normal tendency, when I feel like that about somebody, is just to go 100% full force, right? Like, just let's do it. Like, let's be in a relationship, right? And that's probably not healthy. And it's not maybe where he's at. And just because it's not happening that way doesn't mean it's wrong. Doesn't mean he's an asshole. Doesn't mean anything, really. It's just what it is. And so I'm really, really glad I reached out to him and that we spent some time together. And so I thought this topic of distorted perception was an important one to bring up today, because I think there's so many areas of our lives where we do this, right? Like we tell ourselves these stupid bullshit stories, and we buy into these distorted perceptions, and then we act based on those perceptions. So this week I wanted to talk about some ways that our minds convince us of things that aren't really true, and how we create these distorted perceptions in our lives. And I want to give you some ways to think about this going forward, and some ways to notice this in your own life and do something different. Okay, so I've got 5 different ways that are, that these distorted perceptions come up. Okay, so the first one is all or nothing thinking, right? Black or white thinking. Like it's only A or it's only B. Like there is no other option in the world which could possibly be available to me. So it's got to be this or it's got to be that. And that, number one, is not true. And number two, it puts us in this limited place, right? It puts us in this little tiny box that makes us feel like shit. Like we make up this story that it has to be this or that, and we forget that there are infinite possibilities available to us, even ones that we can't see or begin to understand. And I think this also gives us this feeling of helplessness, and as if we don't have any control over what's happening. And that's just not true. There's always a lot of other options available, even if we can't see them at the moment. Okay, so the next one is mind reading, right? So clearly, because the person didn't text me back when I thought they should, that they hate me, right? right? Or because my friend snapped at me and that means she's mad and now we might as well just be like, well, I guess we're no longer friends anymore, right? Right? I mean, we all know this, right? Where we take an action that someone did or maybe it's something that they didn't do and we pretend that we can read their mind and we predict what others are thinking, right? Which is complete and utter bullshit. I mean, I actually texted my friend Elizabeth after this whole Dallas trip and told her to hold me accountable moving forward with dating unless G or anyone else that I'm dating specifically tells me the answer to the question I have, has specifically put it into words. My thoughts about the topic are just all assumptions and speculation, and I've made them up in my mind, right? So I'm trying to read the other person's mind, and I'm making up stories about it. So I told Elizabeth, I was like, you have to hold me accountable for this, because unless I know for sure that someone has said those words to me, then I don't know it to be true. Okay, third one, justification. So this is where we maybe link two related ideas together to justify a decision. So maybe if we're talking about weight loss or something and we don't want to really eat healthy. So we'll say like, I ate a salad so I can have desserts, or I worked out so I can splurge tonight, or even something like, you know, like I did, like he didn't text me back in 30 seconds. So fuck him. We're done. Right. I mean, this is totally what I was doing, what I was saying last week about not talking to him anymore. And I was justifying my expectations about he wasn't doing what I thought he should. And I was using that to justify why I wasn't going to bother with it anymore. But after I talked to him, like I said, I realized none of that was true. So justification is a way that we, you know, it's like, that's right, like with the finger waving in the air, right? Like we think because of this, then that, right? Like if this, then that. And it's not always true. It's what we believe to be true at the time, but unless the person speaks the words to you, then we don't know it to be true. Okay, number four, delusional thinking, right? We've all got this, where we convince ourselves of something maybe we may or may not even believe just to justify a decision. So this is something like, delusional thinking will be something like, I will always be single. Or, so why even bother, you know, I'm not even going to bother trying to meet someone. Or, I can't get a better job than this, so why bother even applying? Or, I have no friends, so I will always go everywhere alone. Or, I will never lose weight, so I can never wear clothes like that. Or whatever it is, whatever that thought is that's creating the delusion. And all this does is creates a distorted perception. It keeps us stuck right where we are, right? It keeps us stuck right in the place that we are today that we probably don't want to be in. And I think one way around this is to take that lie that you keep telling yourself, and look for other areas in your life where you've had success, right? So let's take, I will never have whatever. I mean, find an area in your life where you've had some success and use that as your jumping off point to prove yourself that lie isn't true. And don't tell me that you've never had a success in something. Even if you consider it small, a success is a success. So if you've done something once, if you've been successful once in some area of your life, you can do it again. So taking that lie in finding success in another area of your life can help you to start to shift that perception of whatever it is that you're believing. Okay, the last one is exaggerated thinking. So making something bigger than it really is, right? Like how many times do we do this only to find that what we created was really more problems for ourselves than we're really there? I mean, and from there, it's really easy to then those lies start to build, and then we have this whole distorted perception of the situation. And so these all kind of tie together, right? Like I was talking about earlier. But if we take a look at our thoughts and we ask, I mean, do I know this to be 100% true? If I'm thinking something and maybe I've exaggerated a little, do I really believe that my exaggerated, the thing that I'm saying is true? Is it factual? Did the person specifically say these words to me, right? Are there other possibilities available? These are all good questions to ask yourself to help yourself move away from that exaggerated thinking. Okay, so the five areas that create these distorted perceptions that we just talked about were all or nothing thinking, right? Like black or white thinking, mind reading, where we try to read somebody's mind, we make up a story in our head and make it up about the person and act accordingly. We'll justify something, well, because of this, then that. We have this delusional thinking, right? Like we just think that we've convinced ourselves of something that maybe we don't even believe ourselves, that we're justifying our decision based on that delusional thinking. And then the last one is exaggerated thinking. So making something bigger than what it really is. And so the point of me telling you all this today is to get you to start to look at your perception of things and see if what you really believe is true, or if you're creating and believing some distorted perceptions about things in your life. And like I said, these distorted perceptions, they block us from getting what we want. So if you can take the lens on the situation and pull it back, start to pull back and look at the bigger picture, I think it starts to help you question what you believe to be true and shift into new and healthier ways of viewing the situation. And that's really what we're going for here, right? We want to get out of those distorted perceptions, start to look at the bigger picture and understand that, hey, you know what? Maybe the story I've created about this isn't actually true. Maybe this isn't true. Maybe there are other opportunities or other other things available that I can't see in the moment. And so I've got some thoughts on a few things here of what you can do about this, but I wanted to talk through a couple of quotes that I read that I thought really applied to this topic of distorted perception. So the first one's by Deepak Chopra, and it says, "If you obsess over whether you're making the right decision, you are basically assuming the universe will reward you for one thing and punish you for another. The universe has no fixed agenda. Once you make a decision, it works around that decision. There is no right or wrong, only a series of possibilities that shift with each thought, feeling, and action you experience." So I really love that. There is no right or wrong, only a series of possibilities that shift with each thought, feeling, and action you experience. I think there's a lot of freedom in that, right? There's no right or wrong, only a series of possibilities. Okay, the next one. I'm not sure who said this one, or I think I probably saw it on Instagram somewhere, but this one says, "Every challenge provides an opportunity to discover deeper meaning to life. So each challenge can be a gateway to something greater. Use your intuitive and creative powers. Many solutions exist. Many solutions exist. Move beyond fear and you'll discover that there are no limits apart from the limits that we ourselves have placed." And I love that. Oh my God, I love that. Many solutions exist. I mean, I get sucked into this all the time, that it's only this or that. It can only be A or B, that black and white thinking. And that's just not true. There are many solutions to whatever is going on. And it's the fear that's holding us down, that's keeping us trapped in that place. Okay, this last one here came from someone on Instagram or Twitter called Light Love Luck. And here's what this person says. "Everything that you are meant to lose is making space in your life for the things that are meant for you. The universe will never take anything away from you without replacing it with something better. And you cannot grab the new with your hands full of what isn't meant for you." Right? So this last line where it says, "The universe will never take anything away from you without replacing it with something better, and you cannot grab the new with your hands full of what isn't meant for you." I thought that was really, really profound, because I feel like, you know, I'm really guilty of that, clinging on to something that maybe isn't all that great for me, all that I need. So, okay, so one last thing. So I got to tell you about my yoga class today, and then I'm going to leave you with some ideas that I got here that I think will help on this topic. So, okay, so in my yoga class today, as I've told you, I love my classes. I always walk away with something. And our instructor today, Linda, was talking about making things easy, right? She was like, we're talking about yoga, and she's like, just make it easy. You know, things can feel hard enough in life, so just make it easy today. Just make it easy. And she was talking about using your intuition and trusting. And what kept coming into my mind as she was saying that was like the letters IT, like it equals easy. So IT equals easy. So intuition and trust equals making it easy. So when you use your intuition and you trust what's happening in the world, it's easy for you, right? If you think about when we resist that, when we can try to control, when we try to manage and manipulate and come from that energetic place, it's exhausting. It wears you out. It's because you can't control those things anyway, right? So it's like all this wasted energy. But I really liked this, just like using your intuition and trust in making things easy for you. And I want to leave you with this last part here, because it ties back to trust. And trust came up a lot for me lately, as I've just over this past week, with the whole topic of distorted perceptions and how to move out of that. And I think a big part of that is trusting that everything is going to be okay. And I got this from, I've told you guys about her, one of my favorite Instagram people to follow. She's a tarot reader. Her Instagram is Evolve with Emma. But she talked about trust, like trusting in the future. And she says this. She says, "Trust that an answer to your prayer is on its way now. Trust that a breakthrough will appear for you soon. Trust that your needs will be met. That one for me was huge. And I added to it, trust that your needs will be met in your next relationship. Like, trust that your needs will be met. I think that statement right there is so empowering. And she, there's more. She says, trust you have everything you will ever need and more. Trust that life always has a way of working itself out. Trust that you have what it takes to succeed. Trust that you can take the next step that will propel you forward. Trust that true love exists. Trust that the universe is kind. Trust that the universe is abundant. Trust that the universe will always provide for you. All you need to do is take the first step. Trust that all is well. Trust the process. Something amazing is about to happen for you. All you need to do is believe this. I love that. I don't know. This whole thing with distorted perception and moving away from that, I think when we move from a place of, you know, distorted perception is that scattered energy. It's that controlling. It's that trying to run the show, and it's exerting, it's wasting all this energy. But when you pull back and you come back to yourself and you start to look at that with your intuition and trust, it makes it easy, right? It equals easy, right? So trust that your needs will be met. Trust all is well, and trust the process. All right, so I'm going to close out. I'm going to do a recap here and then talk about the songs on today's show, and then I'll close out. And I'm over what I meant to today, but I had a lot to talk about. So that's just the way it goes some days. So, all right. So recap on today's show. So just because we believe it doesn't mean it's true. And just because we think it doesn't mean it's true. So it's easy for us to take a situation and create all kinds of distorted perceptions on it by having this all or nothing thinking, trying to be a mind reader, or justifying our thoughts based on some event that's happened, or moving into this delusional or exaggerated thinking. And I think the way to move around that is to understand there's no right or wrong decisions, right? Only a series of possibilities, and many solutions exist. And when you move beyond your fear and you discover that there's really no limits apart from what we set on ourselves. And as you move forward, when you trust, when you use your intuition and trust, you make it easy on yourself, right? It doesn't have to be hard. Just be easy on yourself. Be easy on others, and just be easy as you move through your life no matter what you're doing. Remember, use your intuition, trust. Trust the process. Trust that it'll all work out, and trust that your needs will be met. All right, let's talk about songs as we close out. All right, so, oh my God. So Hozier, I've talked about him before. I mean, to me, he is a poet. Like, his songs are all poetry. And the song I chose for the intro song is Shrike by him, called Shrike. And Shrike is a bird that, I had to look this up, I didn't know, but it impales its prey, picks its prey up, and it impales it on a thorn to kill its prey, right? So that's how the shrike kills its prey. And so the song, like, it's comparing, so he talks about the beginning. I couldn't utter my love when it counted, but I'm singing like a bird about it now. And I couldn't whisper when you needed it shouted, but I'm singing like a bird about it now. And to me, I feel like it's this song is about asking, it's like the singer asking for a past lover to take them back. And in the shrike, which, in, like I said, impales its prey on its thorn, he says, like a shrike to your sharp and glorious thorn. Like, he's throwing himself at her. And it's like he's throwing himself at her, but also, like, he can't live without her. Like, the shrike can't live without the thorn, because the shrike has, that's how the shrike lives. It kills its prey on the thorn. There's just so many meanings to this song, I think, but it's so beautifully written. And they actually played it. I heard this when this album first came out, but I didn't listen too closely to it. And then they played it at the house music before Dermot came on Friday night. And I was like, what is this song? So I got out my Shazam, and I was like, and it was it. And I just cannot, I'm literally had this song on repeat. So listen, see what you think. I love it. Okay, outro song, Dermot Kennedy, of course, talked about him. Love him. I hope you all will do one thing and go listen to his music after this. But the song I chose is Moments Past. And one of my absolute favorite lines in the song, he talks about, he says, I loved you. Does that mean nothing to you now? I loved you. Get me back on holy ground. She said, oh, I know that love is all about the wind, how it can hold me up and kill me in the end. Still, I loved it. Does that mean nothing to you now? And I think that, oh, I know how that love is all about the wind, how it can hold me up, like love can hold me up, but it can kill me at the end, right? It can be so devastating and so heartbreaking, but still I loved it. Like, I loved it. And those words, I mean, I'm telling you, between Hozier and Dermot, like, their songs are just poetry. And I just wanted to share that with you this week. Okay, all right, so that's it for this week. So let's think as we go forward. Where are our distorted perceptions, and what can we do about them? How can we start to move into that using our intuition and trust so we can make things easier for ourselves, right? Let's see where we can do that this week. So I'd love to hear what you think about it. Email me, SloanFremont@gmail.com. Let me know. Let me know what you think. And find me online, Sloan Fremont. If you like the podcast, please share it with someone you think could benefit from the message. Abracadabra, now go forth and create what you speak.
Maybe it's all down to the thought of her. Maybe it's all down to the loss we learned. Knew for a long time, for all it's worth. I wanted to run to you.